Often in over 55 years of ministry, I have seen people turn back. It absolutely amazes me. Let me say, it would be something like this. If some of you who have been in addiction for years and years, you came here and you came to know Christ, and after 2 or 3 years, you said to me, "You know what, Pastor? I've decided to go back." Go back? You've decided to go back? How foolish. You're going to turn back? You're going to go back to what? You have trusted the Christ who finished the work, and you're going to go back and say it's not finished, it's not done, it's not accomplished? Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? Who bewitched you to turn back? You're bewitched. Don't be a bewitched person. Here's how simple it is. God didn't come down here to do a little bit of the work. He came down here to finish the work of redemption. He didn't leave anything for you to do. And when you start talking about what you do to save yourself, you're not good enough. You can't be good enough. God is holy, holy, holy. He's a perfect God. Paul said this, "I placard Christ in front of you." That's what I do every service here. I try to draw a picture of Christ where you really see Him dying in your stead, taking your sins in His own body on the tree of the cross, seeing that your sins were imputed to Him. Oh, if you could just get alone with the Spirit of God today and yourself, and see this in your spirit, that Christ died for you. My first sermon at Grace Baptist Church lasted about 5 minutes. And I know some of you are praying that I would return to that. But it's not. But I preached on the crucifixion of Christ. That He was dying for our sins. See, if all you see in the crucifixion of Christ is the spear, the Roman soldiers, if all you see is Him being nailed to the cross, you must see much more than that. You must see that He was dying in our place. He was taking our place. He was our substitute. And God punished Him in our place. You see, the hell that you and I deserved, and we did deserve it, He took our place. You know what God expects you to do? Lay the shotgun down. Hoist the white flag. Quit trying to save yourself. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So that's way too easy, Pastor. Way too easy. Somebody's voodooed you. For you to think that you can save yourself by your good works.